That reminds me of something else that includes money. There was, with this Mirrodingian, with this friend, one morning we left here Arnside on an early morning tide, and in ignorance, because we didn't have any charts, and we'd always thought, well, when the tide goes out, where does the permanent water start? Is there a line across somewhere where there's permanent water? This was total ignorance. So this particular day, morning, we set off in the Mirrodingian, going out down the bay, and because it was a low tide, there were sandbanks to be seen on almost any side, and then we ran out of water about halfway down the bay, roughly opposite Morecambe, and so we knew then we had to wait till the evening tide. But what we did, we realised we were not in the channel that would bring us back into Arnside. We'd gone up a false channel, so we carried the boat. It took us about 3 hours to carry it. But the interesting thing is, when the tide came, we were both in the boat and we were getting pushed along by the tide, and I could see a red object on the sand. So I jumped out of the boat, ran over the sand, picked it up, and it was a seabed drifter, and it asked the finder to send it the tag to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, and that seabed drifter had been dropped off into water off, I'm not sure it was Whitehaven or Workington, and that was obviously pushed along on the bed. And I always say this to people, showing that if there was radioactive water coming out from Sellafield, could be pushed all the way around here. Oh, and when I said about the money, by sending off that tag, I got 10 shilling postal order.
Just to explain, the seabed drifters are put out on purpose to see where they get around.
Yeah, it would take 9 months to come from either Workington or Whitehaven, but only on the bed, it wouldn't float, which is quite interesting.